Bring in voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, for a few minutes here. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. You know, for a guy like you who's lived in Nashville a long time, you know, we were talking about kind of where we are when we got the word of Steve McNair's death. But I know you've been a Titan season ticket holder at times and have been around this town a long time. And it was certainly a day that you remember for the wrong reasons, I guess, if you go back to Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I was here in the living room with the family and saw the news break on TV. And it's one of those things that when it hits the screen, you just, even before you hear the sound, you just, what? That's got to be, you know, ridiculous. And then to hear it develop, just painful for everybody, obviously. And certainly we don't know all the details yet. But, you know, it's funny. I thought back, and Mark, I know you can relate to this. I remember when I worked in television all those years, one of the things that I really tried to keep from doing was becoming a very good friend of anybody that we covered. Now, it really applied to racing. I remember going, you know, got to know Darrell Waltrip very well and Sterling Marlin and Mike Alexander and Jeremy Mayfield and all those guys that raced here. But you didn't want to get too close to them for fear of what could happen to a race driver. And I guess in some ways I thought about that in terms of if I had to cover the Titans on a regular basis, how tough it would have been to have gotten to know Steve McNair much better than just as a peripheral fan like I was. And so that was what kind of hit me at first. But this is something that's going to, well, it certainly put a dent in the fourth for everybody. I remember, you know, we went to Bowling Green, as a matter of fact, to go up and see the Hot Rods play on the fourth at their 4th of July game. And it was just, everything was kind of in a little bit of a down mode. It was just such a shock to everybody. It's not something absolutely no one expected.
Yeah, Joe, and I was not close with Steve. You know, had a very good professional relationship. And, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes when you're in the media, you got to draw that line. Now, a lot of stuff, you know, I've become, you know, a lot closer to certain former players.
Sure.
After they played, like Frank and Dice and, you know, Blaine Bishop. I was corresponding with an awful lot through the course of this. So that's something. But, you know, I brought up a few things, you know, that have happened in this city, Joe. And I can't think of a lot of things, you know, that compare to this. Obviously, 9/11 was something that happened on a national scale. So, just how it affected so many people. And then, of course, there was the tornado, a natural disaster that brought a lot of people together. But I can't think of any kind of, you know, any kind of death or murder,
you know,
and there have been others. I mean, there was the Marsha Trimble murder that
yeah,
you know, existed for a long time. There was the March murder, and you know, that captured everybody's fancy. But this really seems to affect a lot of people, you know, rich, poor, or somewhere in between.
The only one that might come to mind, Mark, and this goes way back, country music fans will remember the murder of String Bean Ackerman and his wife. String Bean was a fixture on the Opry and was so beloved. He was just the most gentle, nicest person in the world, the most humble and naive in many ways, you know, people. And you know, carried all his money around in his pocket, basically, you know, didn't trust the banks, that kind of thing. And when that happened, I remember the city just being horrified by it. But that was before all these professional teams and, of course, the Opry in its heyday and all that. So that would be the only one that I can think of that could come to mind that would have any, you know, comparison to this.
Joe, as we finish up our visit here on a positive note, Brant Snedeker will get to play in the Open after finishing tied for fifth yesterday at the AT&T National.
Didn't even know it. You know, when he left after his 67 on the final day, they had to call him and tell him that he'd qualified. So really glad to see him playing better. That's got to be a huge boost for his confidence. And he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He said people had sort of written him off, he felt like, when he, you know, got hurt and came back and didn't play very well for a little while. And so I think he sort of used that as motivation. But a great weekend for him, a great weekend for Sonny Gray. Got his first start with Team USA. Went 5 2/3, struck out 8. They beat Guatemala 18-1 in that particular game. And also we need to mention George Drake transferring, obviously. After his graduating from Vanderbilt, he still has 1 year of eligibility left, and he's going to look and see if he can find someplace else where he can transfer and play immediately.
Joe, thank you as always. We'll speak with you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.